You reap what you sow.
This public domain audio was created by VoicedScripts.com.
Characters.
A poor farmer.
A rich nobleman.
His name was Fleming, and he was a poor farmer. One day, while trying to eke out a living for his family, he heard a cry for help coming from a nearby bog. He dropped his tools and ran to the bog. There, mired to his waist in black muck, was a terrified boy, screaming and struggling to free himself. Farmer Fleming saved the boy from what could have been a slow and terrifying death. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the farmer's sparse surroundings. An elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy Farmer Fleming had saved.
"I want to repay you. You saved my son's life."
"No, I can't accept payment for what I did,"
the farmer replied, waving off the offer. At that moment, the farmer's own son came to the door of the family hovel.
"Is that your son?"
"Yes."
"I'll make you a deal. Let me take him and give him a good education. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll grow to a man you can be proud of."
And that he did. In time, Farmer Fleming's son graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London, and went on to become known throughout the world as the noted Sir Alexander Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin. Years afterward, the nobleman's son was stricken with pneumonia, but penicillin saved his life. The name of the nobleman was Lord Randolph Churchill. His son's name was Sir Winston Churchill.
This public domain audio was created by VoicedScripts.com.
This was You Reap What You Sow.